Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I love being able to share great individuals with you all who have not only been able to discover their own passion in life, but have been able to share that with other people. Our next guest definitely fits that bill. Alisa Sharp is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to use that music to not only entertain, but also to get her listeners to thinking as well. She has a great group of followers that she affectionately calls the Sharpie Nation. We'll be telling you guys that you can stay connected with her on social media, as well as allow you to be able to hear music from Alisa on our program today. But Alisa, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hi, Cyrus. Thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be on air with you, and I hope you guys will enjoy.
Well, look, I know they will, Alisa. You know, and we can kind of begin with your love of this, because it definitely comes out in the music that I've been hearing and the music our listeners will hear today, both in the single Hands Up as well as the single Innocence, that you definitely love what you do. I mean, when did you first realize that love of music that you have?
You know, ever since I was little, that was my passion. I used to take piano lessons, and I would listen to a lot of music, and I would sing at my house. But it wasn't until later, like in high school, where I started realizing that this is what I want to do, but I never really had the balls to pursue it until my partner told me, you should totally go to audition for Israeli Idol, which is just like American Idol, only in Israel.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't really want to go. I didn't really want to do it because it's like, oh, whatever. And it's not really like, oh, should I, could I, would I? Never mind that. I did audition and I got in. And during those 3 months of the show, I got to the semifinals. I was in the final fifth running to win. I didn't win, but what it gave me is that I realized that I'm actually good at it and I can pursue it as my career. It gave me that stamp of approval, you know, working with professional artists as well as, you know, in those shows a lot of the time you get the chance to work with some superstars and working with those Israeli artists and people who really know what they're doing and seeing that you really have something to contribute is what, you know, gave me that final push, and I decided that this is it. This is totally what I'm going to do with my life. Like, no second guessing, no plan B, no nothing. Just my music and I. And after that, you know, I moved here, and this is where I started the process of discovering myself as an artist.
Yeah. How important was it, and I appreciate your sharing that experience of being a part of Israeli Idol, because I think it's so great that you just said, you know what, I'm going to do it. Because there's so many people, Alisa, and I'm sure that you've been able to do as well, no matter where you are, that there are people who will forever just talk about their dreams instead of actually do something about it. Where do you think that confidence comes from?
It's not even that much of a confidence at first as it is a blind faith in yourself and this little moment of when you really have to decide to go for it, not to overthink it, because the problem of us as human beings is when we start to really overthink every little action that we are about to commit, you know, and then we start doubting ourselves and, oh my God, how easy is it to find all the right reasons not to do something rather than do it? So the little advice that I can give, what I can say about this is that if it's something that will contribute you, if it's something that is not hurting anyone else around you, you know, just do it and think about it later. Not always it's good to, you know, wait all of your options and start thinking down the road. Sometimes we need to just act and be more, a bit more impulsive. And that's what happened to me. I went to the audition just thinking, you know, I don't want to curse on air, but that's what I thought. I thought the F word, you know, whatever, you know, what do I have to lose? And I only gained from it. But of course, I was also guided through the show, and I understood that this is just a reality show, and this is just a TV show, and then the real hard work begins afterwards. That's what I think a lot of the contestants make the huge mistake of thinking that this is it. I'm in the show, and this is where it's all going to happen to me. And no, this is a gift that you get. What you choose to do with it later is what's going to determine how big of an artist you're going to become. Are you here to stay? Do you really actually have what it takes, you know? Do you write your own music? Do you have a good ear to find the right writers who will write your music? Are you really determined to go out and really work your butt off? Because in those shows, you get all of those gifts that are, a lot of the times, they're too big of gifts for someone who hasn't paid their dues yet. You know what I mean? Like, from a no one, within a week, you get to perform with a huge star on live television that a few million of people are watching. Whether other artists, they have to perform for years and wait for that chance to be discovered. So you really have to be, as an artist, focused on what's next. What's going to happen to me? Okay, I got this gift. Okay, this was a great experience, but this is not the real world. The real world is hundreds of hours in the studio, is performing for crowds that are at first 2-3 people, slowly gaining your fan base, you know? This is the real world. This is what being a real artist means.
Right. Exactly. And I think it's because of your saying what you just said, Lisa, that is why so many people, you know, love and respect you, because you realize the gift that it is. Well, I mean, and I mentioned earlier, even in my intro, about the Sharpie Nation. I mean, you've been able to galvanize your fans, and you know, and I'm sure you see them almost as extended family for you. I mean, what is it like for you to know that there are people out there that are rooting for you and that want you to succeed?
This is what it all means. This is the purpose of everything, to connect with people, to get those warm comments, those letters when people, you know, I'm just at the beginning of my road. I can't really talk about it as if I'm having millions of followers. This is not the case. But the ones that I do have, I cherish each and every one of them. And every now and then I get a message or I get a tweet and someone says, oh, my God, your song just changed my day. It made me smile. I was having such a bad day, but then I listened to your music and my day turned around for me. This is the purpose of everything that I'm doing at the end of the day. We artists, we are crowd pleasers. No matter what anyone says to you, Cyrus, whenever someone tells you, I don't care if people love me or not, this is just plain life. Any artist, true artist, wants to be loved, wants to please the crowd, and every time that we get this warm comment, warm message, this is what we live for.
Right, right. And you know what? That honesty is definitely something people appreciate. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, he's on the Radio Dollar Online. You're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome Alisa Sharp to our program today. We're talking to Alisa not only about her journey in music that she told us, really, you know, a big part of that was being a contestant on Israeli Idol, but she's been able to move past being on a reality television show to being able to share her gift of music with the world and to see the way the people around the world are responding to it. One of the singles, and it's so interesting that you mentioned about people saying about your music, because your music is so diverse. And on this program today, our listeners are going to be able to hear two singles, one being Hands Up, the other one being Innocence. Let's start with Hands Up. Take us into that song and kind of how it came about, Alisa.
Well, this is a unique song. My music is very diverse, like you said. I'm a pop artist, but when I write, I don't like to limit myself into one subgenre. So it so happens that every song that I put out has sort of a different flavor to it. And Hands Up is this sort of dancehall, Jamaican pop vibe type of thing. It's not something that I ever thought that I would write, but the magic of the song happened in the studio when me and my producer, Gemini Music, we were just fountain of ideas and we started to work on a beat, which is something that I don't normally do. I have a very sort of old school approach to writing. I really write the whole thing at home, and then I bring it to my producer, and then we build a production around it. But with this one, it was the opposite. We started sampling some stuff and working on a beat, and then this just awesome beat came out, and it was so bright and so happy, and I just sat in the studio listening to it, and I wrote the whole thing right there and there. Within, like, I don't know, 30 minutes, we had the whole song. It was just this little ray of sunshine, you know, that came through the tracks. This is how I feel about this one, and that's how we also shot the video, on the beach, people having fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, for those who have not heard Hey Ya, Hands Up, here is your opportunity right here on Conversations Live. We have more of our conversation with Alisa coming up right after this. You all stay with us.
Yep.
Hey ya, na na na. Hey ya, na na na.
I could see. Let go of your insecurity and let me set you free. Trust in my trust, put your hand in my hand. I'll take you places where you never been. I'll show you people you ain't seen before. Come with me and we'll explore. Of this busy street, hop on my pirate ship into the middle of the sea, where islands await and the music is free. Clear bright blue skies and the sun is shining. The beaches are golden, our love is open. We're taking each moment and lifting the sleep. Now we put our hands up. Na na na, I want you to trust in my trust. Put your hand in my hand. The beaches are golden, our love is open. We're taking each moment and live carelessly.
That was Alisa Sharp with Hey Ya, Hands Up right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Alisa today, talking with her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. You know, have you gotten used to actually knowing that your music is able to touch the world, Alisa?
What was the question again? Can you repeat that?
Sure. No, I was just asking, I mean, is that something that you've gotten used to, knowing that you're able to create music that's touching the world?
No, I have not, and I hope that I never will. I hope that every time that someone says something good, I will get excited as if, you know, this is the first time someone's ever listening to it.
You know, you mentioned, and we even talked about before we heard Hey, Your Hands Up, and it kind of leads into the single Innocence, is that you are a person that not only is talented, but it's important for you to have something to say. Do you think that's kind of the responsibility that comes with the platform that you have?
First of all, thank you so much. And second of all, I do feel that we as artists have the responsibility, but there is a very thin line between how to say it without sounding condescending, you know, without giving the vibe of preaching to the world how things should be. And
right.
With Innocence, what happened is that I wrote a love song that's also a farewell song to your innocence, to your childhood, to your first teenage love. So then when we were thinking about the video, we wanted to add that extra message to it, something. And I know that some viewers have a difficulty with this video because it has very difficult images of kids' violence against each other. But it was important for me to raise a conversation. You know, it's much more important for me as an artist not to come out and say stuff like, this is wrong, this is how it should be. No, this is not my place, but it is my place to raise the questions, to
right.
open a whole conversation about something that's bothering me. And teenage violence and this trend of our century that kids use technology to showcase their violence as if they're having a contest of who can be more cruel is something
right.
that, you know, had an effect on me. So I decided to do something that will raise that question, that will raise a debate, that will make people talk. It's much easier, you know, to constantly write songs about love, about relationships, about, you know, how good this life is, which is not a bad thing. We all need that inspiration. But from time to time, I do like to touch on subjects that have more weight to them.
Right.
That others might be scared of touching.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the great thing about the platform that you have, Alisa. You're able to do that. And you know, and a lot of times I think it makes it easier
That's the upside of being an independent, unsigned artist. You don't have people telling you which direction you have to go. You sort of just figure
right.
it out on your own, you know?
Exactly. And because you are able to figure it out on your own, you're able to share these great messages. Here is a single, Innocence. You just heard Alisa talking about featuring Demerick. We'll be back with our final moments with Alisa right
yeah,
after this.
Yeah, just 1 second before you play that
oh, yeah,
song,
sure,
I want
sure.
to say that I want to give a shout-out to Demerick, who's an amazing rapper who was kind enough to do this version of Innocence with me to come out and collaborate. And I hope you guys enjoy.
All right. I know they will. We'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Onto yellow fences, boys and girls come out to play. Hey, hey, na 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 na. Hey, hey, oh, oh. Exchanging vows and whispers, playing with them little flames. Hey, hey, na 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 na.
Fences. media on top. She laughed cause I didn't have a watch. I told her just watch from backpacks to bus stops, the stashes in my lunchbox, the ashes on my shirt. I work hard to make my flow hot. You know people, they love to talk and they say that you still live around the way, ay, with no man but a baby on the way, ay. Okay, I'm not the one to judge your journey. Oh, we lost in love, but the time we did spend together never cost us much. So we keep it moving. So we keep it moving.
Ashes, ashes, we all fall down,
down, down.
Innocence is
left. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Little broken shell.
Yeah.
There you have Alisa Sharp with Innocence featuring Dimmick right here on Conversations Live. If you guys are just now tuning in, we'll tell you here in just a moment how you can be able to stay connected with Alisa as well as, of course, to be able to support the music as well. You know, I love the fact, Alisa, that as we talked about earlier in the conversation, you're able to create music that is not only you, but shows the various sides of you. Is that what you want people to know when they hear a song like Hey Your Hands Up versus a single like Innocence, that they're being able to get different facets of who you are as an artist?
I mean, I want them to know that I'm just a human being and that, like all of us, I have my moods, I have my, I have the life that I'm living, and every period of time is different, and I have a lot of things to say, but I also want to have some fun. You know, it's this constant, how do I put it in words? We're all human. We have a lot of different sides to us. And it's important for me in my music that people will find a place for every mood, for every feeling. And right now I'm working on my debut EP that has totally new songs. It has 5 new songs and 1 cover, which I'm keeping a secret what it is right now. I hope people... will like the surprise, but I'm really excited about this project that I'm doing right now. I'm going to have my first single, Say What You Want, released in a few months. I'm going to shoot a very nice video for it, a project with an artist. Also, I don't want to give out too much information. I hope that people will like the surprise as well, and that's it.
All right, so a lot for us to be able to look forward to coming up from Alisa Sharp for sure. So make sure you guys are staying connected with her on Twitter. You can find her at Alisa Sharp Music. Alisa, where else is a good place for them to be able to stay connected with you and what's coming up next?
Facebook, Alisa Sharp Music, Twitter, Alisa Sharp Music, Bandcamp, which is a great platform that I'm going to release my album through. It gives my fans the opportunity to name their price, just as well as to get it for free, so anyone can contribute however they feel like. There's no pressure of, you know, of spending money if they don't want to. So it's alisasharp.bandcamp.com. And then my website that's right now under construction, but it's going to be up and running just for the album release, which is alisasharp.com.
All right. So make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with Alisa.
Yes.
You know, Alisa, thank you so much
and
for the time.
And we need more Sharpies. We need more Sharpies for a Sharpie nation. We're building a nation. So we got a new one, which is you.
Right.
So now we need more.
All right. So we definitely want our listeners to make sure they head over again to Twitter at Alisa Sharp Music to be able to stay connected with her. Join the Sharpie nation there. I'm glad to be a part of it, Alisa. And thank you so much for the conversation today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. I had a blast.
Well, good. Looking forward to the next conversation with you, and I hope you'll come back when you release the EP.
Definitely.
All right, then we'll look forward to it. Definitely want to thank our good friend Zach Tepperman for setting up this conversation with us for today. I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. Of course, you can find it on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Alisa both on Facebook and Twitter to make it easy for you guys to find her there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.